Up, sports fans, live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
As I turn around quickly here in Studio B,
let's just wrap this up.
Well, you need to get the big button box ready, too, though.
The what?
The big button box.
Oh, that's
over
right.
There.
Yeah, I'm over to hear my big button box.
Going to be hammering that thing
that's
tonight.
That's right. Boy, oh, boy, I got one for you. And that's about ready to go. So we're so glad to see you here at Studio B. John Sarver here at CKIWI Radio 76. It is now time for the Sports Authorities. We're better than experts. We're authorities.
Because we have higher standards.
That's true. Talking about higher standards, we are not bought and paid for by anybody.
That's right. We wouldn't let you advertise on our show if you wanted to.
That's right, because, frankly, we don't care. This is our show. We do what our damn well want to. What else?
And it's our opinion, too, so don't sue us.
Yeah, that's right. It's our opinion here. We do follow the DMCA and not the FCC. So sometimes the language may get a little salty, so be prepared with a fire extinguisher.
The hell with you then, right?
That's right. That's right. We got the high standards, not bought and paid for it by anybody.
And if you don't like it, tough shit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, kind of thinking, what else do we got going on there? But that should be about it. So, jumping right into it, because we got a buttload of things to talk about today, including the undefeated Detroit Red Wings once again.
And if you believe that, we have a big bridge to sell you in Kansas.
You're not listening to the undefeated Red Wing horns. There you go. It used to be in the Dukes of Hazzard card. Now it's here.
Undefeated, unsullied, not like our friends in Mason Blue down the road.
True that. So, in order to jump into things, let us do so, Caruso. So, say hello to guess what time it is? 7:04, friends.
7:04?
That's when we jumped in. 7:04, and it's time for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there at 7:04 land.
That's true. And the man that knows the NHL book backward and forward found the flaw yesterday that almost made the Detroit Red Wings lose. It's the sport director here at CKWI Radio 76, the referee himself, Mark Milicek. Hi, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And we're going to discuss that tonight, too. So
good. I want to hear it.
True that. So here's what we do. We have like little topics that Mark has made up in the upstairs room with the interns. And so what we do is we read these little jabby-doobs off. We kick them off. We do not read beforehand. So all this is fresh and new to us as it is to you. Sometimes you'll hear us call out numbers because that's where we're going. And it seems awfully thin today. It feels like a three-pager.
It's almost like a pamphlet instead of a novel.
I know, really. How come? With half the things we don't get to anyways, yeah. You know. Well, we got to get more ink.
Well, there's a lot of meat here, though.
All right. So, Mr. Milicek, where do we feel like going first?
I don't know. Where do you want to go? I mean,
we can go to the non-crinkly.
Yes.
To bring him in here. We will give you some applause. Somehow, some way, Crinkly Dick has found more crinkly in his dick. And, man, he's pitching lights out in Arizona. Oh, but you say like the big...
Houston, actually.
Or Houston. Why do you always say
Arizona? Well, he's on his way to... He's on his... Sort of that way.
He turns left. There you are.
Well, yeah.
It's fun to... If you watch the game, every strikeout that he did, he had like 13 strikeouts, man. You know, you see the fat chick jump up and down. You know,
and up and down and up and down and up and down. Yeah,
and like turn towards
boing,
you,
boing, boing,
have like a big turkey leg. Oop, you know, it's like wow. Last time she was like ham hogging everybody on the table.
It was deep fried turkey leg too.
You know what she looks like? She reminds me a lot of the Pac-Man. You know, just chomp, 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 chomp. What a fat chick. Thank God she's out of Detroit. Now there's room for 40 more. Come on in, people. Anyways, you can tell he's doing a whole lot better. When you know that you got a defense behind you, you have a manager worth a damn, you don't have Jacoby Jones in center field.
And he's healthy, too. Let's not discount that. I mean, this guy's back on track, and you know what we saw from him the other night was what we were used to seeing him from before. You know, he gets to the last couple of innings, and he starts ramping up the velocity, throwing 97, 98. He was humming.
You know, but he would always do that here too. It seems like he's going to give you the very last drop.
But know? For a couple of years there, he couldn't do that.
Well, because
he topped out at 95 because
he hurt or whatever.
Yeah, but he's healthy again, and boy, is he good.
Oh, I think the confidence level is a lot higher. I mean, he wants to be here. He wants to be on that stage.
Yeah.
You know, and automatically he gets to go on that stage. I mean, he kind of gets drafted into it. Genius move. And the Tigers get to pay $12 million more to have this guy go lights out for the other team.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
But they get all those prospects.
But it was a good move when they made it too for the Tigers because
true that.
What are they going to do paying this guy $28 million a year to pitch for this dog shit team?
You know, you almost wonder because he's what almost undefeated since he's down there.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, like he's been crazy.
8-0 or some crazy thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what would he have been in Detroit? 3-5.
Right.
You know.
Right. A team that can't hit, can't field.
Can't do anything.
No bullpen.
You're going to be pulled out in the sixth inning anyways when he did a complete game on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, and there was no discussion. None. Are you coming out? No, there's no discussion. Yeah. I'm not doing it. I'm locked in. I'm rocking. Yeah. Why wouldn't you let this guy have a complete lowlitch? You know, let him have a complete game.
Yeah.
You know, you're rocking. What are we going to save you for? October? It's here.
You know, they asked him, well, you know, can you go another inning? He said, you wait. You see what's going to happen. I'm going to ramp it up.
It's like, hold my beer.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to get good. You know, and there's something about Judge not doing anything for that first cup. I mean, everybody's looking at him now. I mean, what's the score now? Does anybody know?
0-0.
Still 0-0?
Yep.
Okay.
But I got to tell you something. One thing I gotta say,
is there
I'm watching this damn series.
Okay? Uh-oh, he took his glasses off.
My glasses off. I'm ready to roll. You know, okay, announcers, if you want to perform fellatio, leave the Yankees alone. Right here, get on your knees right now. Okay, here it is. I'm sick and tired of, the Yankees this, the Yankees that. If the Yankees go 4 years without making the playoffs, it's like there's something wrong. No, you know what's something wrong? If something wrong is you people are a bunch of idiots. I'm tired of listening to your bullshit. Not everybody in this country that's watching this game lives in New York. I don't give a goddamn about the Yankees. Take the Yankees and shove them up your ass, okay? I've had it. To hell with you. Okay, I've said my piece.
Even Judge? That's six
Judge, the hell with all of them. I hate them. I hate pinstripes. I hate them. Go to hell.
Wow.
I don't think I have anything here. Wait a minute.
We have anything that didn't...
Give me a yeehaw.
I don't know. I'll give you a yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
There you go. Yep. Well, you know, it's Major League Baseball, and we were talking about this off mic, needs an L.A. New York World Series, and it needs to go to 7. They need to play in November, you know.
Yeah, so one game can be 80 degrees and the other game can be 20.
That's right.
So you can make it a fair game.
That's right. So you can go to New York and you can have, I don't know, Billy Joel at the game. And you go to L.A. and you got Jack Nicholson at the game, except he's dead. What the hell? You know?
He's dead now.
You know,
why don't you come to Detroit? You can have Kid Rock and a losing team. What the hell?
Yeah. But you know, there are other teams out there that would like to win a World Series besides the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody likes the Yankees. People in Detroit don't like the Yankees.
We hate them. We hate their guts. We hate their asses. We even hate their dogs. Okay?
People in Tennessee. People in Tennessee that don't have a baseball team probably don't like the Yankees.
Are they even relevant? Seriously.
You know?
Oh, update. 3-0 Houston. Yay! Go Houston.
So that means...
Thank you, intern.
So what does that have to do? That means that they have to... Will they go back to Houston?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I mean, Game 5 would be in New York, wouldn't it? It's 2-3-2.
Is that the way they...
I think so, yeah.
So they don't have to travel.
Right.
Heaven forbid they have to frickin' travel.
Yeah, so...
Every time they travel, it takes 2 days. It takes two... Because they take mules.
Well,
so it takes 2 days to go from New York to Houston.
If you take one in New York right now, then that means... All the pressure's on New York.
Oh, yeah.
Then they got to win 3 in a row.
This is not this game.
If you take two in New York, it's over.
Right.
I mean, they could win tomorrow. And it's like, bye-bye, Yankees. Now we get to listen to ESPN talk about the Yankees for next week.
Yeah, but then you'll see why it wasn't that Houston won, it was that New York lost.
Exactly.
And being a Detroit fan, we've heard that so many different times.
Yep.
You know, when somebody does something well, that's not... The Yankees at one time, wasn't the Lakers at one time. Hey, but Mr. Ball is going to be playing, maybe, Thursday for L.A. Look out, kids. He might be feeling better again. Here it comes, man. I cannot wait. Here comes L. Ball going to get smacked by real NBA players. Here it comes. Watch it happen.
And we'll see the elder L. Ball. We'll see how long he stays in the stands until somebody throws his ass out.
You know, with everything that's going on in Washington, he is so minor league now. It's like, dude, we've seen this act. It's being played in D.C. It's not that good anymore. Nobody cares. We don't want the outrageous quote anymore. We don't care. Now it's put up a shut-up time. You know, and if you got two other boys... You know, what are you going to do? You're going to trample over Alonzo and say, well, he wasn't all that good anyways. But my other son, boy, oh boy, you know, no one cares. I mean, I think we're so lowbrow when it comes to outrageous quotes. We don't give a fuck anymore. I mean, we just don't.
I want to interject something here. We're going to talk about the Pistons later. So we put the call in to Stan Van Gundy so he can get a head start here. He might actually show up before the end of the show.
Well, he's trying to leap up so he can get a drink of water from the fountain. And two, and three, and four, and five. Sooner or later.
We'll get back to that.
You know, you would think that they would, you know, put a little step stool for him, you know, so it would be
Did. I mean, he's still trying to climb up the step stool.
You know, it's kind of make the steps a little shorter.
Maybe a ramp.
It's amazing that nobody has hyped the Boston Red Sox out of this whole thing. You know, I mean, thanks for playing by now. You know, I'm thinking, who had the best record in the National League? Dodgers, right?
Dodgers, yeah.
Okay. And Dodgers are like, who? You know, do you have Crenshaw or don't you have Crenshaw? Is he feeling good? Is he not feeling good? You know, what's the rest of the team? The deal with Houston is they're so balanced. They remind me a lot of the last championship with the Pistons. Who's your star?
Yeah.
Minor league star, nobody that you've heard of. No batting champions, you know.
There is not a weakness on that team. They get strong bullpen, get strong rotation.
Yep.
They hit well, they run well, they feel terrific.
Yeah. They have the all the things down that you need to. You know, the fundamentals on that team is outrageous.
When they added Josh Riddick in the outfield, I mean, it's like, wow. I mean,
Yeah, and then when you got, you know, Crinkley.
Yeah.
And then you have a manager that actually knows how to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that for Crinkley, it's got to be night and day.
And Josh has played so much better since he cut his hair.
Yeah. But, you know, you look at the way the Tigers ran things, you know, under Bad Brad. Thank you. What do I do now? Oh, hang on. Let me look it up.
Yeah, let me talk to the fat guy here on the bench.
Yeah.
You know, hey, dude. You know, I mean, what does he know?
I mean, the big conversation is, well, who are the Tigers going to hire for manager? I say hire Gene Lamont as your manager. Give him a 1-year deal. Okay? It's going to be cannon fodder anyway. This team's going to be horrible. You aren't going to bring your kids up next year. So hire Gene Lamont as your manager. Okay? Because why? Because in a year you're going to fire him and no one's going to care.
Yeah. I mean, really. You think about who... God, who could? I mean, now they're so pushing Garden Hire. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm not all that impressed.
No.
I don't think he's all that fabulous of a manager. But again, you're right. What do you care for the next 3 years?
Yeah.
You know, you got nobody. Give me a Sparky Anderson / Leland kind of gray hair, no sabermetrics, no nothing. Uh-huh. Just one of those, you know, throw out.
Send the guys out there.
Who knows? Maybe Dusty Baker gets fired in Washington after their latest blow up. And then you can bring him here. I mean, he's one of the old timers. I think we need the bomb sound, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, really.
For the Nationals? I mean, God, what an implosion.
And where are they today?
Bye.
I know. Huh. I'll give you one.
Thank you.
With all that talent on that team.
What a waste. It was kind of like watching the Tigers a few years ago. It's like, look at all this talent you have, and how far do you get?
Nowhere.
I mean, at least the Tigers made the World Series once with that crew. These guys can't even get past the divisional round.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, well, look at what the Diamondbacks were. Diamondbacks are going to be, watch this team in the future. I mean, they got nice, well, unfortunately, though, they're going to, this year, you know, with Martinez signing back with Detroit.
You know, yeah.
Because that's what he's looking forward to. He's going to a team that's on the doorstep of winning or go back to Detroit, you know, for maybe the same money. Dudes, all these people, I want to find, you know what we should do? We should have the intern on this one. What player left Detroit and came back the very next year?
None.
I can't think of anybody.
None. Yeah.
No, none. And that's one of the selling points of the Tigers, is that, oh, he'll come back. Oh, he loved it here.
Yeah.
This was his favorite. Until he went somewhere else and they were winning.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, okay. Oh, talking about okay. Did you see what Mr. Drunken Dick did? Whee! Doggy!
Yeah, that's on our list, isn't it?
Is it on there?
Yeah.
Find it.
Who's
we gotta
Cabrera.
Go there, man.
Who?
Cabrera.
Oh, Cabrera, yeah. Number two.
Cabrera's a wiener.
He did a number two, didn't he?
Yeah. Two for a two.
That's Cabrera's dick coming out of his pants.
And it isn't crinkly, is it?
It's not crinkly, no, man.
That's a big fat sucker, isn't it?
Oh, my God, man. This thing looks like one of those 80-millimeter shells that they drop out of airplanes. What is up with your wiener Cabrera?
And you know what? That's one expensive wiener, too. Wow. Jesus Christ.
Can you believe that?
$100,000 a month child support.
Yeah. I mean, he's already paying $6,200. That turns out to $75,000 a year. Now, let me ask you a question. Could you support a couple kids at $75,000 a year?
And a house, and.
Yeah, I mean, you could have a wife, you could have a mistress, you could have all kinds of shit, right? A boat, you know,
but
airplane.
You know, you better set it up for folks who don't know what we're talking about. Shakes your head. Mr. Moral Leader here. I never do that stupid thing.
Well,
how do you set something up like that? He already set it up, didn't he?
He's wheezing. You're wheezing here, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, let's say Mr. Cabrera's been a little active on the market.
All right, here's the story. So he's been married for like 18 years or something like that. He finds his honey bun, who is not all that attractive, but great rack. Boobs rule unless you got something else in the food groups that are better. You know, say you got a great ass, then we marginalize the boobs.
Right.
You know, et cetera, et cetera. So what happened was that this guy evidently didn't like the old 18-year-old model and, like, traded her in for this hotsy-totsy model with, like, nice seats and nice rack.
He didn't trade her in. He added on.
Except for he didn't, like, switch over the title.
Yeah.
So he's got this other chicky babe, and it says, you know, instead of me blowing you, why don't you bang me? You know, whoopsie daisy, we're pregnant.
It's I forgot crazy. To take the pill again, damn it.
Darn it.
That's
okay.
Twice now.
Yeah, let's do it again, and this time I promise I'll take the pill. Oops, darn. It was an aspirin. How did I mix those two up? Anyways, well, we got two little Cabreras here. And I have pictures of me everywhere you're at for those 2 years. From 2013 to 2015.
And I make $18,000 a year as a florist.
Yeah. So I want a 50, 70, 85, $1 million house. Okay, here's your $1 million house. Oh, how can I afford to put on the lights and electricity if I don't have more money from your little paltry child support? 6,200, let's make it 100,000 a month. Either that, or let's tell your wife, and how expensive is your divorce going to be, considering you make $30 million a year.
At this point, I'm not sure that the wife is going anywhere anyway, because if she's put up with all this shit so far, she's definitely in it for the long haul, or should I say the big bucks, maybe?
He doesn't have another contract in him.
Huh?
He doesn't have another contract.
He doesn't need another contract. He's got another 6 years to go on this sucker.
But I'm saying, then why do you think that, you know, he's going to make more money? You've got this contract right now. If you're the lawyer, you're saying, okay, half, baby. Half of everything you make, you now make $15 million a year. Maybe a little less.
Yeah.
You know? And you better be happy with it, that we don't take you to California. Because somehow, someway, Florida has this really weird law that says that if you make over, like, what, $10,000 a month or some crazy thing, that you got to give up 7.5 of your stuff. So it comes out to almost $100,000 a month if you follow Florida law. And she's in Florida. So everyone's trying to remember what happened to this guy. He had a really bad drinking problem. All of a sudden, he doesn't. He's got, you know, he's a real family guy. All of a sudden, he doesn't. You know, he's afraid of all these people that are kidnapping his family in Argentina.
Venezuela.
Venezuela. You know, here's a clue. Get him out of there. You know, you're making $30 million a year. You could give up $1 million homes and still be okay.
You can afford the bus ticket out of town, you know?
Yeah, big time. So what are you worried about that? And then, all of a sudden, there she goes. There's another boy. There's another kid. And she ain't that good looking. Honest to God, she is not worth $5 million a month or a year or whatever. And then to go and tell your wife, guess what happened? Whoopsie daisy. You weren't around in 2013, 2014, and 2015, so... And the wild thing is that the kid's names are on the birth or his name's on the birth certificate.
Yes. Yep.
He is dead to right.
Yep.
I mean, he's obviously acknowledged already. Yep. You know, that it was, I mean, any, if you did it one time.
And now he wants a paternity test.
Yeah, he wants a paternity test.
Guess what? You've been paying child support. The paternity test won't matter.
No.
Even if they find that you're not the father, allegedly, you're still going to be on the hook because you've been paying it. The judge is not going to look and say, okay, legally you're not the father. No, no. We're looking at the kid first. You've already been paying, so you're going to keep paying. Done.
Yeah. It's just how much more you're going to be paying.
Right.
You know, the crazy thing is, this is how stupid the woman is. I want a house. Give me a house. Give me $1 million house. That part, that's smart.
Huh?
But you didn't know that it was going to cost you more money than your 961 square foot Jellystone trailer park. Thing is costing you now? I mean, it's not LP gas here.
He didn't screw her for her brains, John.
Did you see her? I went, ugh. Yay. I mean, dude, if you're making $30 million, hell, if you're making $50,000, you could do better than that.
You go get a fat bottle.
Yeah. See, that's, yeah, really.
With dimples on
her
butt.
See what she's doing.
You could have had Kate.
I know. Or maybe did have Kate. Maybe she had her, you know, the big hoagie, and that's the reason why she fell out.
Or Chris Fielder's wife. No, we're not going to go there. Nope, nope, nope.
God, did you see that chick? Was she like Chocolate Thunder? I mean, she was like no big deal.
No.
Well, let's go backwards. She was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, she was built-in blubber butt. I mean, what the hell with that thing? Ever see, like, what was it? Wacky Racers? She was like built-in blubber butt. That's who she looked like.
Wacky Racers?
Well, she may have, I'm going to go here. I don't care. All she may have Doug Cabrera because he looked like Yamisel Garcia. Oh! Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. Oh. It's like Latin players. Line them up. You know? I mean, my husband's making $100 million. He ain't leaving me. You know? Thanks for the two kids. Ching! I'm telling you. Way to go, guys. You know, it'd almost be better if you were gay if you made big money. As soon as you make over $2 million a year, turn gay for about 18 years and then switch back. You know? Be healed.
Or be a hermit.
There or buy one of those dolls.
That's right, yeah. Get one of those $1,500 dolls, man, with lifelike every single hole works. And you can have, like, a friend in back. There could be a twosome.
If you could push the button hard enough that lights up.
There you go. And spits.
Don't ask me how you push the button, though.
I like to have one that has like 220 line when you plug it in. Now, that's a vibrator. So lifelike. Talking about lifelike, wow. I guess we don't see Jim Caldwell anymore.
Oh, good old Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. Oh, boy.
Yep. I guess the reason why the Lions lost is because they had too many injuries. You know, that's basically...
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. You know, they got too many injuries, and that's the reason why, you know, at the rate Stafford's getting sacked, he's going to set the Lions record. It's, you know, he's going to be sacked more than John Kitna was back in 2006.
Well, what does that tell you? That their offensive line isn't any better than it's been?
Well, it's only because of injuries, because Lang's hurt. But how good was he going to be?
And Taylor Decker, yeah, okay, but...
Yeah,
but okay. Where's your depth?
But there you go. I was just going to say
injuries
that.
Injuries happen. Where's your damn depth?
Yeah, well, you know, the funny thing is, if you took a look at the game, because Mark and I were watching the game Sunday, and you see, all you have to do is go light up that secondary again in Detroit. You know, you're gonna win every single time. I mean, you can't get to the pros and have 52 points scored against you. That's, you know, on a team that's okay, but not, I mean, not fabulous. I mean, going to New Orleans, it was going to be a win for Detroit. I mean, that was already the W that was already up there.
But now, isn't the reason why the offensive line can't block for Stafford is because the defense gave up too many points where Stafford has to pass all the time?
Well, you can't
run. And offensive linemen, the defensive linemen know he's got to pass, so, you know, they're just... As soon as the ball snapped, they know they're going to...
They got a guy playing, Greg Robinson, and they picked him up off the scrap heap. He washed out with the Rams. He's terrible, okay? He was a high draft pick, and he just basically ran his ass out of the Rams organization. We pick him up because why? Because we need to put a body out there. And that's all you got. He's a freaking pylon, okay?
Oh, Jonathan Anderson.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Another Jonathan Anderson.
I love this quote here.
He's all over the place.
Glasgow.
Yeah.
Glasgow, I think that most of the time it comes down to just playing your technique and making sure that you don't get bored doing the right thing over and over and over again. Doing the right thing over and over, you're going to get bored by doing the right thing. How about don't screw up? Don't suck. How's that? It takes a lot of self-discipline and in some ways some grit.
Well, you have, you know, TJ Lang was supposed to be the savior of that line. You know,
but he's only one guy.
Yeah,
but now he's got a back injury. I mean, that keeps coming and going, and as you well know, back injuries just walking around hurt. If you get smushed, you know, because Minnesota, we got to take a look at how many players the Minnesota team has taken out of, you know, because really, I mean, anybody that plays Minnesota, somehow, someway, their other team doesn't come back intact. I mean, they're that nasty.
And, you know, they got Riley Reiff playing for him, and he's doing pretty good over there. They figured out a way to use him.
Well, isn't that part of the way you're supposed to coach? Take a guy and use his
coach
strength?
Him up.
Yeah, exactly. It's what Belichick does all the time.
Well,
he takes a guy, says, well, okay, you do one thing good. We're going to have you do that one thing.
Except for this year.
Except for this year because, I mean, they're kind of... On the defense, it kind of sucked.
And they were lucky to win this week against the Jets.
Did you see the call?
I saw it in... I don't know.
Where's his foot? You know?
I didn't really agree with the call, but then here everybody says that they made the right call. But I'm not the...
Well, it was controversial as far as you could throw it. I mean, that was like... That really could... You can't overturn because it wasn't definitive. So, but they overturned it anyways.
But
do you do that?
But there's what Kenny mentioned a week or two ago. It's like they seem like they just rewrite the rule book as they go.
Yeah, there's no credibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you really want to, you know, what's the NFL? You know, did you get anything in here about the NFL meeting today?
The only thing I got out of the NFL meeting is they didn't discuss the national anthem thing.
Well, that was supposed to be the whole deal.
Yeah.
They didn't. They never discussed the players' union and the NFL never got to discuss anything about the national anthem thing.
This wasn't important.
Perfect. So evidently, we're back to
that's the way to
going.
Go.
They're back to whatever's in the rule book.
Good. Huh. Good for that. Yeah.
So whatever's in the rule book, they should abide by what's in the rule book, and they should fine everybody or do whatever.
Look, this is, I've said this before, this is a league without credibility.
Right.
Okay, it's mismanaged horribly. You got a guy there with Goodell, who's an idiot. He doesn't...
makes lots of money.
Yeah, makes tons of money.
Right.
And he makes tons of money because he's good at one thing, is promoting the thing. But now, because you don't have this good foundation anymore, the brand is dying, okay? You got a game that's boring. People are pissed off about it. You got all these... concussion issues that are coming up and
commercials up the ass.
Yeah, I think that was one thing that Mark and I were looking at. We're counting down commercials. There's 5 commercials at least at every 20-second countdown or 20-second timeouts. You know, and it was like, come on, all right, already. I mean, the product is still there. It's still kind of low. People still love football like no tomorrow. If you take the stupid Trump bullshit out of the equation, do people still like the NFL? Yes. You know, I mean, would they look past the knee thing? Yes. Would the knee thing have died? Yes. You know, but I mean, it's everyone's all bitching about it for the reason that it's not even for. So you guys are truly out of dicks and everybody else. It's because of racial injustice and black friends getting killed by white cops. That's what the knee's about. If you think it's anything else, then you're the dick. You know, it has nothing to do with, you know, the flag or disrespecting the troops. It does not. You know, go anywhere, figure it out. Huh? Talk about figure it out. Let's see what the NBA does. I think the NBA, I think it's almost an NFL deal right now.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's all looking. If you have a black athlete on any other sport, they're going, ooh, what are they going to do now? Nothing. It's an NBA thing, man. That's all it has. That's all it's about. Next, please. And
then you had the one hockey player that did it. Nobody else has done it in the NHL.
Yeah,
And the NBA is starting tonight. You have Cleveland and Boston playing. And you have Houston and Golden State playing later on in the night. So I don't know if anything will develop out of that. You know, if they decide to do any, you know, sort of protest.
I don't think so. It's got to the national stage. Great. Huh? We're talking about it. Good. You know, mission accomplished. Well, not really mission accomplished, but it's dying away. You know, and if you guys keep listening to that asshole Bush, you're the problem. You know, that's where it all comes from. He put this thing on a total different trajectory that has nothing to do with reality. Move on.
But then you have Mr. Kaepernick with his collusion.
What's the chances, though, that he may not be found out, but I bet you they find all kinds of things behind it. Because, really, with everybody's quarterback that's down, you don't think this guy is good enough that could come in and be a backup? Right away, he could be a backup. But, no question about it.
But the thing about it is all the talk was that he wanted back in the NFL, but he did not want to be a backup. He wanted to come in and be a starting quarterback, and that's why most of the teams did not want to sign him, because they did not want to sign him as a starting quarterback.
That's nice, but everybody knows what you want and what to get back in is two different things.
But see, now they're talking about this collusion thing, but he wanted to come in as a starter. How could he prove that the NFL was doing the collusion thing, because nobody wanted to sign him because he wanted to be a starter, not a backup?
Because you can drop the starter thing and you can go to Baltimore and say, remember when they wanted the fans to vote to see if they wanted him in and voted out? Collusion.
Because of the stupid-ass owner of the Ravens.
Yeah, but then again, you go anywhere else and say, he's a great guy and stuff like that, but boy, if I got him on my team, you know, my fans would revolt. That's collusion.
All the top...
What is that? It's one.
Flying around.
somehow, some way, we have a mechanical fruit fly here, and it comes in at the most inopportune times.
It's a fruit fly trying to find out if there's any collusion going on here.
It's a bug from the NFL.
Yeah. They're trying to find out if there's any collusion here.
There you go.
But anyway, a lot of the legal sports analysts, whatever, said that they think for him to prove that is going to be really, really, really hard to do. But that's just their opinion. There might be something in the background that they might be able
to... But you know what? Once they dig in, they may find out that he was deflating the footballs and then he's screwed.
Well, he might have been talking to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But
does he have one more year, Brady? Does he have two more years?
He's got 3 years, does he?
Yeah, but physically.
Oh.
I mean, do you think he can take it?
I think so.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, as long as his defense
sucks, but his lines are doing okay.
Yeah.
Do we have anything about Aaron Rodgers?
No, I didn't put it in there, but we can talk about it.
You know what makes me laugh the most is where they go, you know what, Detroit and Chicago really sucks cack, except for now that Aaron Rodgers is out, it's going to be a cakewalk. Everybody's going to win the division. It's like, I think it's what you said on Sunday. First, you have to win games to go higher.
It makes no difference what Green Bay does. You got to take care of your own business first.
Right. And after the last 2 weeks, you're scratching your head and saying, uh-oh.
I'm loving it that they're having that Detroit's having their bye right now, because it's going to be no excuse from here on in. And I was, we were watching the game and we're saying, if I'm New Orleans, I'm looking at that right ankle and I'm going for it. You can get him out of the game, Stafford out of the game forever. You do that, that's another Aaron Rodgers. That's the number one highest paid man in the whole NFL who is ineffective. Ineffective.
And who's his backup? Crickets, please.
There you go. There's their backup right there.
Mr. Crinket.
And just to let you know, the Lions better be ready, because Pittsburgh's waiting.
And they're ranked, and they do
and,
look like
they took, and they took care of business against Kansas City in Kansas City, so...
Yep. Yeah, and they didn't look back. I mean, it was a train wreck. When Ben gets it all rocking and rolling, look out, kiddies.
Yep,
that's right.
He's dangerous, and he still is. His demise seems to be a little premature.
Yes.
When it comes to their fine friends at ESPN.
Especially against the Lions' defense.
You're going to pick them apart. I mean, anybody who figures it out, seriously, get to that secondary. There hasn't been a good secondary in Detroit in probably a decade and a half.
Yeah.
No, probably a century and a
half. Since Dick LeBeau played back there.
Who?
Isn't it Dick LeBeau?
Okay.
That was back in the 50s.
Yeah.
That's crinkly Dick LeBeau.
Only because Dick LeBeau is the defensive coordinator for Pittsburgh.
Crinkly Dick LeBeau.
Yeah. It's famous. Can you imagine that you actually call yourself Dick? Everywhere you go, hey, Dick.
Well, everyone else calls me that. Why not?
You sign things, Dick.
Hey, Dick.
Really.
But anyway, Antonio Brown and Bryant and those guys will just run right by you.
Big time.
Because they took Kansas City's defense, and Kansas City's defense was rated in the top five and just made them look...
Not anymore.
Sick.
Yeah.
So,
yikes.
What do you think, Kansas City? You think they're pretenders or contenders?
No. They're pretty good. Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're balanced.
Yeah.
And somehow, some way, I'll take balance. But now the big picture is Miami's defense. One of the better ones all of a sudden? Where the hell did this come out of play?
Down 17-0 to Atlanta and scored 20 points with Jay Cutler as a quarterback.
No! Well, that's the thing about Jay Cutler. I mean, he's got a bit of Jeff George in him, okay? Yet, in stretches, he can look very good. Okay? In stretches. It doesn't last.
It doesn't last. That's right.
Okay. All of a sudden, the wheels come off the damn cart, and you're going, how the hell did we end up in the ditch?
All the wheels.
All the wheels.
He's kind of more like Chuck Long.
Yep.
Nobody's like Chuck Long.
Great hair.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody out of Iowa.
There's games that he can look like Joe Montana, and then all of a sudden, it's like, what the hell happened?
Well, that's the thing about Chuck Long. You look at his career, and he's had about, what, 4 years there where he was on the bench? We're working with him. We're getting him ready. He's going to be great. And then they started putting him in games, and it's like, that lasted about, what, 6 weeks?
Yeah. Yep.
Ouch.
Yeah, I mean, really, what were they waiting? I mean, where was this guy's talent?
Ugh.
You know?
It's kind of like Andre Ware. Remember him?
Yeah, I remember.
Jeez.
Yeah, but look at that offense he had to deal with. You know, the run and gun, shooting.
Yeah, but I'll never forget Andre Ware. You know, he's the guy with the big arm. He gets out there and he throws the ball, and it hits the ground like 6 feet in front of him. It's like, the hell you doing?
Who was the
guy? Wham, right into the ground.
Who was the guy that came out of Eastern?
Batch. Charlie Batch.
Yeah, I thought he was a badass guy.
Yeah.
I mean, for what you had, he could throw slightly mobile, you know. Uh-huh. He could do whatever he could. He had
a long career with Pittsburgh after
that. Yeah. Yeah. He backed up Ben.
Yeah.
Did he go to Philadelphia, too?
No.
I thought he was with the Eagles.
Yeah, I think just Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Either way, very nicely done. You know, but, of course, we couldn't keep him.
Right.
That'd be, you know, I mean, really, who did we get? Let's see. That's way past Danielson. You know, considering you think Danielson was one of the better quarterbacks we had.
Yeah. Danielson, Ferguson, and Hipple were like the three.
Oh, Hipple was going to be the badass.
Yeah. He actually was pretty good for a couple years there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like the new Landry thing, you know. Because Landry was pretty damn good, too. But it's back when football was football. And concussions were okay.
That's right. You got a concussion, rub some spit on it, get back out there.
Yeah, get back out there. Yeah, we don't have doctors on the sideline. We just have booze.
take a shot and go back in.
That's right.
No, really. If
they hit you on the head, we'll let them hit the other side to balance it out.
If you're going to go to the LCA, how are the Pistons the home team? Doesn't it always seem like they're kind of going to be the and special guests and people that paid a little extra so they could ride in the car with us? You know, they're like the people that give you gas money because they want to be with you, you know?
Yep.
I mean, there is no, it's LCA as far as you can. It's a hockey arena as far as you can.
And pizza.
At the Palace, you were the guys. Here, you're just, you know, the people that are filling in.
Right.
You know? So you kind of think, if you're the Pistons, you even feel at home here. But because your owner sold you out.
You know? It's almost like you're just filling the off dates.
Yeah, true.
Well,
yeah.
That's okay. I mean, your coach is still trying to make his way here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
play the kazoo.
Yeah, there it was. Yeah, do something with his other hand as he's trying to crawl up.
Yeah, and then you have, you know, the Pistons. You have, you know, it didn't seem like they really did a whole lot as far as their
starting five. Are you even impressed?
You know, Reggie Jackson.
Well, Reggie's going to be better this year.
Yeah, he says so.
You know, really, really the only difference is Avery Bradley.
And are you impressed?
He's a good player. You know, but he's not going to be a difference maker.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's not going to let you down, but as far as we say right now.
You know, I mean, he was a very good player for the Celtics, but, you know, as far as him being a guy that's going to put him
over the top,
over the top and into the playoffs?
Well,
no.
They got him in thinking that, you know, he'll rub off on the other guys. He knows how to win. He's a veteran. He can, like, you know, care less. You know, thanks for that paycheck, and away we go. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, no. The Pistons are going to be your normal, they're going to be a 500 team.
Yeah, run of the mill.
Yeah, and depending on how the bottom tier falls, they might make the playoffs. You know, depending on how bad that division is.
How exciting. Oh, boy, they're going to make the playoffs and get shown the door.
Right.
Yeah, and you're going to make it the first round.
Yep.
And then they'll be playing the Celtics or the Cavaliers again or whoever, and then, you know, they won't have, they'll be playing four games and calling
it. And then they'll go play golf.
Right.
What's chances that Celtics are going to be good this year?
The Celtics have a very talented team.
Yeah.
But can they play as a team?
Yeah.
With the new players? you know, Kyrie Irving.
Good player. Kind of lipping off.
Yeah.
Woo! But they got to shut their mouths and play basketball. They got to stop with the tweets and the whatever and you know, do their talking on the court. They
can't. That he's in a real sports town now than Cleveland was?
Well, he's going to be under the microscope now. You know, I mean, not that he wasn't under the microscope in Cleveland, but he's under a real microscope now.
Cleveland's going to be interesting now with Isaiah, you know.
But he's out until the first of the year with his hip.
Right, but what we're saying is it's going to be an interesting team.
Well, it's going to take Cleveland like 3 months to get over the Indians' collapse anyway. So
true that.
I mean, they're kind of in shock right now.
That was kind of weird. How all of a sudden did you choke that hard? You know,
you had two games up on them. You had two games up on the frickin' Yankees, and you let them off the hook. Ah!
Easy on the mic. But yeah, you're right. It's true. I mean,
I hate them. I'm sorry.
We should almost have the Cleveland-Washington series. You know, like a play-in series.
Yeah, you know? Uh-huh.
I mean, here's your two teams that should have taken it all, you know, and went where?
Boing.
Yeah, they should have a series to see which is the really the shittiest team.
You could have, like, the choke cup.
Yeah.
Whoever wins, you know, who choked the hardest, you know, you're right. And Cleveland was cruising.
Oh, yeah.
There was
how many games did they win at the end of the year? Like 24?
Yeah. Well, they were locked in.
Yeah.
And people said, oh, here we go.
And they win the first two games against the Yankees. And it's like, oh, man, this is a crusher. And then nothing.
What scares you on the Yankees? I mean, they got some flaws. They got some all-stars, you know. But CeCe Sabathia pitching doesn't scare me on a night-to-night basis, you know.
Their pitching is hit and miss. Tanaka. Yeah. Can be real good and real bad.
Yeah, we've seen bad Tanaka this year.
And what's it?
Sonny Gray?
No, Severiano or?
Oh yeah, Severiano?
Yeah. He can pitch almost 100.
Oh, he's a very good pitcher.
Good pitcher, but when he starts getting the ball 98, 99, straight as an arrow.
Yeah.
They can tee off on it.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Who do you have? You have Judge, and then you have
Sanchez.
Yeah.
Didi Gregorius has been playing well.
Kind of like just the name Didi.
Yeah.
You know, for a guy. I mean, how many fights have you got into?
I hate him because he's
a Yankee.
Yeah.
However, there's nothing on that team that says you're not balanced. You know, you don't have a skipper worth a damn.
Nope.
You know, I don't know how he keeps his job. I really don't. You know.
And Todd Frazier has washed out how many teams now?
Yeah, but he's supposed to be this is his series.
Mr. Big Power Hitter, but he hits 212.
Yeah, well, look at Judge, 0-4 Houston.
Hicks is pretty good. And Gardner's been playing lights out this year. I mean, he's having a career year.
Yeah. Yep, that's true.
But then again, can you get to their bullpen? Or are they got to trot out
Araldis
all the time?
Give me a gun, man. You shoot your garage up.
Yeah.
There you go.
And my name is Araldis, and I don't care.
You know, well, that's the whole thing. It's like, he's an asshole, but we won.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the whole thing about going back to the NFL real quickly is once your team start winning, you're going to forget all about this crap. You know,
not like we got to worry about that here, though.
No, we don't care. No, but they're going to be they're contenders this year.
Yeah, they're competitive.
You take a look at the end of the NFL schedule, and there's not a whole lot. You know, going on for Detroit, you know, for teams, the only kicker is if Sanford gets hurt. If your quarterback gets hurt, you're done.
Yep.
There's nothing, doesn't matter what kind of soft schedule you have. You got somebody, you know, trying to go into the end zone and throw a pass. You know, here we come again. You'll be looking for that guy. Where's Mr. O now? Like that? But you know what's not now? Is Michigan State now on top of big little brother?
Yeah. The CAC attack is 19th in the
polls.
The polls, and Michigan State is 18th. Wow, what a big change.
Truly what a turnaround. Nobody I don't think would saw Michigan State bounce like this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean I want to see them play Wisconsin, though. You know, I want to see them play because I think they play, what, Penn State next? No, Michigan does.
Michigan plays Penn. Yeah, Penn State's rated number two.
But, you know, let's
see. Smoke and mirrors, man.
What you had with Michigan was you had a lot of hype.
Tons of hype.
It was all gas. It's all hot gas.
No quarterbacks.
Nope.
Here's gas.
Absolutely no quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Great defense. No quarterbacks.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if you can't score.
And defense great. Defense pretty good.
Yeah, no all-stars coming out of there. Yeah. No Jake Butt coming out of there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's kind of the once again, Michigan State's doing it with no names, you know, and a quarterback that is fairly poised for where he's at, you know, as opposed to having a Kirk Cousins back there or whatever you're going to have. It is kind of phenomenal, frankly. When you see Michigan State now make their move quietly, not going seeing the Pope, not going to Rome, you know, they don't have to do all these smoke and mirror things for Michigan. And Michigan's getting all these recruits. Now, if State goes on top of Michigan in the final poll this year, how many recruits go, maybe not Michigan? Then again, how many times until Mr. Khaki Pants goes, I'm frustrated with this bullshit, I'm moving on? You know? Because really, you don't have another... Unless you're going to go to an NC2A2, you know, school, you washed out in the pros. You'll wash out in the big 1G, you know. Yeah. So I don't know what other college place you would go. I don't know, Illinois.
Maybe you can go coach the Red Blacks.
Yeah,
you could go there. But I'm thinking, where else for this big hype genius, this big money dude? What have you delivered? What do you got? Yeah, nothing. That's what you delivered so far.
Yeah.
For all the money that you made, all the hype you have, all these recruiting classes that you have, all this crazy way that you go to these people's homes and have sleepovers and all that other shit, you seem like a fun guy, but that doesn't win. That's going to be your whole big deal. You know, W&L, and boy, oh boy, you couldn't take down State.
Again.
At your place?
Again. He couldn't take down State again.
Under the lights. I mean, you got out-coached, dude.
Again, 1-4 against Michigan State and Ohio State.
That's what you're saying, man.
That's where you make your money. That's where you show that you belong. Not.
Agreed. Yeah, I mean, you can't make a case. And there wasn't any weirdo, you know, kick-o returns. And there wasn't any kind of weirdo call. Yep. I mean, it was straight out. You lost.
You lost.
You got your ass
off. And great, you're going to beat Purdue. You're going to beat Indiana in overtime.
Yeah, whoopee! Really, barely.
Whoopee! Barely. Who cares? You're going to beat, you know, Rutgers. Okay, fine. Okay.
Do they play Wisconsin this year? They got to, don't they?
We'll have to have
get the intern,
get the intern
on
it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Wisconsin's
intern's
taking
busy
names.
Digging into that Cabrera stuff, so they'll have to...
Yeah. Yeah, Wisconsin's rated number five.
Yeah. So I mean, they're going like crazy now. You know, and I don't know if it's because of its weak schedule or whatever. But, you know, I mean, Wisconsin always does have a lot of heft up front. I mean, a lot.
Well, Wisconsin, I would say pound for pound over the last 10 to 15 years, has delivered more in the Big Ten versus the hype than any other team except possibly Ohio State. But Ohio State gets a lot of hype. I mean, Wisconsin's a team that just kind of goes under the radar and just kicks ass.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, they're supposed to do what Nebraska was supposed to do.
Exactly.
You know? And where's Nebraska now?
Eh.
Thanks for you know, keeping Northwestern warm.
Yeah.
You know? That's about it. I mean, you kind of sit back and go, why did they... What was the need to get Nebraska in the league? You know, to make it the B1G?
Huh. Yeah.
So stupid. You know, Nebraska, I can't think of whenever they... God, what, maybe the 80s? You know?
Gee, when Johnny Rogers used to play.
Yeah.
That was back in the 70s.
Yeah, okay, so you were something, you know, and now that you've become a B1G, it's... What are you? You know, nobody gets hyped up playing Nebraska before you used to.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, yeah, them, good. W on our side.
Yeah.
Northwestern, W on our side. I mean, how many teams are W's in the B1G? I mean, there is a total have and have nots.
Yes.
You know, Illinois by anybody with an I in front of you. Indiana, Illinois, bye-bye, bye-bye. Northwestern, bye-bye.
Iowa,
yeah. Bye-bye. Well, Iowa and Nebraska used to be the same. They used to be, man, these guys are going to be, they're going to pound you.
Corn-fed farm boys.
You betcha, with the emphasis on corn-fed. You know, and then what happens?
They switch from corn to wheat, and it kind of fell apart, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's all, you know, organic. There is nothing going on with those teams. Nothing. You know, when was the last time Nebraska was ranked? Yeah. Same with Iowa. Pat Hayden time. Yeah. You know?
Back when Johnny Rogers played.
Yeah, you can't really think of really the bottom feeders. When was the last time Purdue was ranked?
Ugh.
You know, Northwestern had their little 2-year run.
Yeah.
You know, but that was how long ago? You know, they were cute and everybody was going, you know, they're pulling for them because they're, you know, cute little team. But think about everybody that's in the B1G. You know, you have the haves that you can put on, like, you know, Wisconsin State, Michigan, Ohio State. Penn State.
Again.
Just recently.
Yeah, just recently, though, but there. But again, then who do you have? Then you have the fallouts. Minnesota. When was the last time Minnesota was ranked? Right. You know, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, Northwestern.
Indiana.
Iowa.
Pittsburgh. Good God. Nebraska.
Rutgers.
B1G.
Maryland.
Yeah.
God. I mean, there's a lot of fodder there. A
lot of crap. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I can't remember the last time Maryland was ranked.
Ugh.
You know?
They've only been ranked in basketball.
Yeah.
Right. And so somehow, someway, BIG wanted to get these guys in. Why? Just so they'd have, like, other bodies that they could walk up on top? Because really, if you're not Michigan State, Ohio State, Wisconsin, I'll give you even, I don't really want to give you Michigan, but all right, Michigan, I'll give you four teams out of two divisions, and the rest are easy. I mean, it's almost better to play Iowa than it is Shrine of Little Flower. It's the same thing, but you get your, you know, the rankings higher because they're a divisional foe.
And most of those other teams, the only reason why they get to go to bowl games is because there's like 800 bowl games, and all you have to be is 500.
Go to that Motor City
either
bowl.
Take you or Leader Dogs for the Blind, you know?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you have so many bowl games, and if you play 10 games and you win half of them, you're bowl eligible.
Yeah,
true that. So, but you're also eligible to be the very last minute here. Super CPA Ken Pocket, what didn't we discuss today?
We didn't talk about DeAndre Levy. DeAndre Levy come out this week and kind of lit into the Lions and said, you know, this is a bunch of crap. He says, you know, I was injured and, you know, I was busted up pretty bad. And the doctors cleared me. The team doctors cleared me so that they could cut me and cheat me out of my money. And dang it, I'm going to take you guys to court and get my money. Okay? There's a lot of shit going on in the NFL. And it isn't all about people taking a knee. It's about crooked owners in a crooked league trying to screw players. And you know what? If they're going to take the knee and you're going to be pissed off about it, maybe there's some reasons why they're taking the knee. Maybe it isn't just about cops beating up black people. Maybe there's some animosity there too on the players' part, looking at what the league is doing to them because they're screwing these players over. These players are going out there, getting themselves injured, getting brain injuries. And what does the league do? Say, okay, bye. Bring in the next one.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You have Jerry Jones, who's the Breitbart of the NFL. You know, you think about it, it's all old white guys, except for an old ancient white bagel, that old milkshake before Detroit. And then I think there's one person of color, if I'm not mistaken. Can't remember where. Okay, so Mark Melichek, what did we not discuss in 41 seconds?
Okay, well, we can talk about
the Toronto Maple Leafs. Oh, yeah.
The Maple Leafs hot start at 4-1.
It's not as good as 6-0.
And Auston Matthews' hot start of 5 goals and 3 assists, just like he started last year. And we can talk about John's Red Wings at 4 wins and 2 losses.
6-0.
No, four wins and two losses. Get it right. Get it right.
Look at how the NHL had a cheat yesterday and had to award, you know, all kinds of things to the oppositional team because they tripped a Detroit guy on a breakaway. Evidently, the NHL has us all rigged. Talk about rigged. We're not rigged. We got to go.
So we didn't even get to that. We'll get that. We'll get to that next
week.
There
you go. Yeah. So for the CPA, Ken Pocket, and the old referee, Mark Milicek, John Sarah says, we will see you again maybe early next week because it's Halloween.
Ooh.
That's right. We're going to go door to door. We're coming to your door giving you candy.
Ding dong.
You know, it's us. Here's our crinkly.
here, put something good in my bag. Oh, God. And say Yankees. Ah!
Gotta go. Bye now.
Bye.